Welcome to The Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. Thank you for tuning in for another exciting episode of The Dean Show. Women out there, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to be desired, cherished, and adored by your husbands? I know every one of you probably said, yes, I do. Well, my next guest, Miss Laura Doyle, who has been featured on CBS, NBC, Today Show, Good Morning America, and The View. And she is the New York Times best-selling author. Why? Because over 150,000 plus women credit her not only to saving their relationships, but also to helping them become desired, cherished, and adored. She's also going to be giving us the top three reasons. Now get this, this will blow your mind. According to her, how traditional behavioral marriage counseling can destroy your marriage. Now, I mean, for many people, that's like a shock, but she's going to be backing it up with evidence. And according to a UCLA study, most people who go to this kind of marriage counseling, and you know, that's the counseling that you spend thousands of dollars and you go once a week and you just complain about each other back and forth. And then to find out 1 year later, 75% of people who go to this counseling, they end up divorcing anyway, according to a UCLA study by professors of psychology. Yes, she's going to be giving us those top three reasons with Laura Doyle here on The Dean Show. This is an episode you don't want to miss. You want to save your marriage. You want to become adored, cherished, desired by your husband. She's going to be giving you the natural aphrodisiac when we come back here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
Welcome back to The Dean Show and our special guest that I just introduced. Listen, 150,000 women have testified to her helping their relationship. And as I stated, she's a New York Times bestseller of her book. And she's been on Good Morning America, The Today Show, CBS Evening News, all of these major networks featured her. And we got her here on The Dean Show. Welcome. How are you, Mrs. Doyle?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, thank you so much. Now, reading into your books, we see that your story is that you started off, you know, getting married, and then it was just in shambles, and you do what people normally do. They go to the therapist, and things just got worse.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, one of the problems that we were having early on is that I thought there were just a few things, well, maybe just about everything, really, that I was better at than my husband. So I was always giving him helpful suggestions, maybe how to be more tidy, how to be more romantic, how to be more ambitious at work. And I didn't realize that helpful in wife language is actually critical in husband language. And my husband became very distant and withdrawn. He didn't show any interest in spending time with me and talking to me. So I was really lonely. And the only thing I could think of was either a divorce or marriage counseling. But the marriage counseling, we were complaining about each other for about an hour a week. And no couple ever got happier that way. So it really just didn't work. It made things worse.
Now you quote a study, UCLA study, that proved, can you tell us about this statistic now?
Yeah, according to the UCLA study by the professors of psychology, couples who received traditional behavioral marriage counseling were separated within 1 year. Over 70% of them were.
I mean, this is just not your opinion. These are facts by the professors of psychology. So they did the traditional thing that you really wanted to earnestly protect your marriage. You went to the counseling and it didn't work. But then you did something that this is a proven effect. If you, even in business, you know, you mimic the successful business entrepreneurs, and now two, three of them, but you actually, that's what you did for marriage. People who had a successful marriage, tell us about this, 15 years plus, you went and started to see what they were doing right.
Yeah, I was really completely desperate. I did not want to be divorced, but I was also clearly very miserable. We both were. And so I started asking women who'd been married what seemed like an eternity to me, which was 15 years, because I'd only been married for 6, 7, 8 years at that point. Now I've been married for 25, so 15 doesn't seem that long. But at the time, they said things that didn't even make sense to me. I mean, it was completely contrary to everything I'd ever read in Glamour magazine. And I remember one woman saying, well, I try never to criticize my husband, no matter how much it seems like he deserves it. And I remember saying, yeah, have you got anything else? Because I just don't think I can do that. It was kind of the opposite, too, of what had been modeled in my home. But my parents are divorced. So I was following a failed recipe, and I was headed for the same outcome. But when I finally did get willing to experiment with all of these suggestions, I made my marriage like a little laboratory, and I just experimented, trial and error. I spent years. And something really magical emerged. There were certain things that when I stuck to them, it was like the man who wooed me was back. And his face lit up when I came home, and we were laughing together again, and we were holding hands again. And if I didn't stick to those skills, then we went back to wall-to-wall hostility and cold wars. And so I began to see a pattern, and it was really kind of amazing to me that I had so much influence over the culture of the relationship.
Amazing. Let's get right into the top three reasons. Now, you make this very bold statement, again, backed by evidence that marriage counseling ruins your marriage. Now, let's start with the number one, the Rodney Dangerfield dilemma. Talk to us about this.
Well, you know, Rodney Dangerfield always said, I don't get no respect. And respect is so important for men. It's like oxygen in a relationship for them. And the very act of sitting on a couch and telling a stranger everything that's wrong with your husband, all of your complaints, is one of the most disrespectful things you can do. So right there, you're going to be starting with a deficit by taking the time to downgrade your husband, you know, to degrade your husband to a stranger right in front of him.
That is profound. I mean, I tell people, like, look, try to breathe right now. Try to breathe. You can't, but you're saying something that's just so true. You know, that is, I mean, ask any man. That's what, and sometimes women can't understand that. But now for him to breathe, you to breathe, you need oxygen. For him, that respect is like oxygen, and we're better to give that love that we women desire and need.
Yeah. And I think that's a piece that a lot of us miss. Like, I thought my husband just didn't care about my happiness. He didn't care about me. And really, he was so busy defending himself from all that disrespect. He very much wants me to be happy. And every man I've ever asked, thousands of them, tell me the same thing. I'll say, how important is it to you that your wife is happy? And they all say the same thing. They say, it's very important. It's the most important thing, or it's imperative. So as long as you are respecting him, he's going to just knock himself out to try to make you happy.
How about, you probably heard this, and then sometimes the body language will come into it with the little attitude, say, well, he don't deserve my respect.
Yeah.
Have you heard exactly. That one?
I do hear that a lot. And so since all of my experience is based on being a wife, and I only have that to go on. And, you know, I tried for a long time to change my husband, and that didn't help me or get me anything that I wanted in life. It didn't make me happy. What I've learned is that I can only change myself. So that's where I start with other wives too. I'll say, well, you can't change him, but you could change yourself. You could decide to be respectful and see what impact that has on the relationship. It could just be an experiment, just like I did experiments in my relationship. And so what's really mind-blowing for me every time is with all these, you know, 150,000 women, is when they change their behavior, he responds to them differently. And all of a sudden, she's writing and saying, oh my gosh, he's doing the dishes, and you got up early to do the dishes, and he came to the gym with an umbrella because it was raining and he didn't want me to get wet, like I was made of sugar. So all of a sudden he's back and he's doing all these romantic sweet, thoughtful things.
This is so profound, because there's a wise saying that when you implement the things that you're talking about with a man, you will have that man like a ring in your finger. You'll be able to move him around any way you want. But when you do the opposite, the complaining, lack of respect, you get the opposite.
It's very true. I mean, I'm moved every day by how devoted and sweet and just loyal and adorable my husband is to me now. We were at a breakfast cafe recently, and I was just kind of watching the people go by, and he goes, "Oh, don't move." And he got out his phone to take my picture. And he took my picture. He's like, "Look how beautiful you are." And he hands me the phone. And I start looking at the pictures, and they're all pictures of me in his phone, right? There's Laura making dinner, and Laura working on her laptop, and Laura in the backyard. And it's so moving. I can't tell you the inner strength I get from being loved like that every single day.
Best-selling author here on The Dean Show with techniques that work, that are proven, and this can help to benefit your life, your marriage, even if it's in the shambles. And you even talk about even the people who they're at the verge of divorce. So we are at number one. We're going to get to two. We're going to knock these out on the top three, why marriage counseling can ruin your marriage and what proven effects work that you discuss in your book. We'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with Laura Doyle. Now, you've been featured on some of the major networks. You have a best-selling book. Tell us, so after you went through all this, before we get back to the 3 points, so now your marriage turned around, and I mean, this just went big. I mean, a lot of people are catching on to this.
Yeah, they definitely are. It was really an amazing thing for me when I first discovered these skills and they were turning my marriage around. One of the things I learned is that controlling my husband just wasn't very effective. So I couldn't control him anymore. So I just started controlling my girlfriends and telling them, "Hey, you should try this in your marriage," you know, and I'd give them different tips. And we ended up having a little support group in my living room. And it was really inspiring because there were 5 of us. And every time we would get together, they would have an amazing story of something romantic or sweet or that their husbands had done. And it was not like the things he'd been doing in the past at all. So it really gave me an insight like, wow, this can work for other people too. And now that, you know, I've helped over 150,000 women in 16 languages in 27 countries from a variety of faith backgrounds. What we've seen is this is just universal, that, you know, women want to be loved and men want to be respected. And for a lot of us women, we didn't have any training on how to do that. It was almost like, imagine if you're 16 and someone just hands you the car keys and says, "Okay, here's your car. Just go ahead and drive now." You're very likely to crash that car without any lessons on how to drive. I remember I did that when I was 14. I got in the car and thought, how hard can this be? And I knocked out the backyard fence. So, but once I got some lessons, everything went smoothly. And that's what this is all about for me, is just learning skills that help me feel desired and cherished and adored by my husband every day for the rest of my life.
And that is what every woman wants, to be loved, cherished, and adored. And these things that you're telling us now, this can get her to get what she wants.
Yeah, so, it really can. And it was frustrating in a way, because I was looking for this when I went to marriage counseling. That's what I was hoping I was going to get. And it just wasn't there. You know, that information, I don't know where we're supposed to learn this. I haven't really seen it anywhere else.
Let's get into, we did number one, the Rodney Dangerfield dilemma. Let's go. We got two more. This Kanye West condition. What's this Kanye West condition?
Well, this is where, at least for me, I had a lot of fear that my husband was going to mess up and it was going to make extra work for me or cost us extra money or I would be embarrassed. So I was always telling him what to do. I was always telling him what to wear to the party and which freeway exit he should take. I was telling him how to ask for a raise at work. And all this did was create just a ton of tension and distance in our relationship because my husband got the message that I didn't trust him and I didn't respect him either. So it was really interesting. I mean, the marriage counselor told me that I was controlling and I was like, you know, you're right. I want to stop. What do I do? And she's like, yeah, just stop being so controlling. And I had no idea how to do that. And it was really sad and frustrating for me because I needed some steps. I needed some guidance about how to do that. So that's what I've developed since is this world famous system for how to relinquish inappropriate control of your husband and focus instead on your own happiness, which really tremendously improves the intimacy.
Number three, talking about the Dr. Phil phenomenon that you state that no couple has ever gotten happier complaining about each other 1 week, 1 hour out of the week.
That's right. That was definitely one of the pitfalls of marriage counseling is you're focusing on everything that's wrong when we all have a choice every day to focus on our gratitude and the blessings we have in our life or to focus on how he left a milk glass in the living room or left his socks on the floor. You know, some of these minor things, you know, that he chews with his mouth open sometimes, right? You can get focused on that and forget that this is the same guy that gets up with the baby in the middle of the night or, works hard so you can stay home with that baby or watches the baby while you go to Zumba class or something like that. So we all have that decision to make every day in marriage counseling, unfortunately. It's really geared towards focusing on the problems. There's one other problem I will tell you I had in marriage counseling. I just want to kind of admit this in case there's other women that relate to this. And that is I really believed that all the problems in my marriage were my husband. I thought if he would change, then I would finally be happy. Of course, I know now that's not how it works, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit that. But part of me taking him to marriage counseling was about that. Like I was kind of a hypocrite. I was just there so she could fix him. I was just being the dutiful wife standing by while he got retrained somehow. And so that's not effective either. That's a setup for terrible disappointment.
This is amazing. This is like something, I mean, when peanut butter was discovered, I mean, this is like when the earth, they thought it was flat, but actually round and, you know, went against the odds and, you know, society now has one norm, but I mean, this is something that's profound and really of great benefit. Let's get, before we go to break, tell us, you know, aphrodisiac. This is something that people look into for some foods as aphrodisiac, some of these oils, but you talk about something else being an aphrodisiac. Tell us about this.
Yes, the best aphrodisiac in the world for a wife to use is respect. The minute her husband feels respected, she becomes so special. She becomes so desirable, so beautiful. And so this is, it's so funny. I'll ask people, I'll say, what's the number one thing that men want from their wives? And people always say sex. And you know what? It's actually respect. They want sex too, of course. I'm not saying they don't, but respect is even more important. And for a lot of us wives, we just don't even realize when we're being disrespectful. I used to roll my eyes at something my husband said, and I didn't realize I was being disrespectful in that moment. I would interrupt him, or he'd be trying to talk to me, and I'd be walking around the house, maybe with a laundry basket or something, not really listening, and having no idea that I just had no concept of what it looked like to be respectful. And now that I do, I just love that I can restore the intimacy so quickly. Even if I mess up and I am disrespectful, I can apologize for being disrespectful. And it's like the wall comes down immediately and we're back to being close and connected again.
Wow. Respect, love, formula for success. We're going to take a break. And I know there's got to be skeptics to everything, but we're going to also ask some questions that the skeptic might be asking. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, beautiful. We'll be right back here in the Dean Show with best-selling author Laura Doyle here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
I want you to imagine. You wake up and in front of you are a bunch of guys running around kicking a ball. No goals, no lines, no rules. What would you think? But is that your life? Surely every sport has its goal. Every game has its end. It has its objective. It has its rules. How about life? How about our life? Isn't there a goal to life? Isn't there a purpose, an objective that we have to reach? We think so. The Quran tells us that we exist in order to worship God. And worshiping God means knowing God, as the Quran says. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Worship, though, is not some narrow, small thing. It's wide, it's vast, it encompasses everything that the human being does. Everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you feel can be done, thought, said, felt in a way that is either pleasing or displeasing to God. The purpose of life is to try and do everything in a way that God loves and God is pleased with. That is your goal.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with best-selling author Laura Doyle. Tell us now, there are some people who have heard these 3 points and they're like, okay, look, marriage counseling helps a lot of people. You know, why are you so against it?
Right. Well, that was my first thought too. I mean, that's why I went to marriage counseling, and we went for years. We spent, over $9,000. And
$9,000?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
I really wanted to save our relationship. We both did. We were both really desperate. And as I mentioned, it didn't work for me, but I assumed that it was just us. It must just be us. There was something about us that we just didn't do well in marriage counseling. But then when I had this breakthrough discovery of the 6 intimacy skills, and I started helping other women, I became a relationship coach, and I train other relationship coaches all over the world. And one thing that became really evident from listening to other women is they often came to me after they'd been to marriage counseling. They'd say, yeah, we've been in marriage counseling for a year and now we're separated, or now we're divorcing, or now my husband's having an affair. And it was really, I couldn't deny that there was damage being done. I think if marriage counseling was helpful, of course, that'd be great. If it was neutral, that would be better. But what I've seen from my position as a relationship coach is marriage counseling actually does a lot of damage. So it's really important to me to get that word out and let women know that there is actually a proven way, a way that's done in real marriages, in the trenches, and has worked for so many people, that you can restore your marriage. It's more fun than marriage counseling. It works faster. And so it's really important to me. It gives me no pleasure to say that marriage counseling is harmful, because I think marriage counselors are mostly good people that really want to help. And unfortunately, they just don't have the right information, just like I didn't have the right information.
Amazing. Now, someone who's been going to therapy, or they are a therapist, they've studied, then they say, look, I have the PhD in this area. What credentials do you have, Mrs. Doyle?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I actually have a lot of marriage counselors now come to me and ask for help with their relationships. So that's been interesting and gratifying. You know, I'm honored that they would do such a thing. And some people do take a very academic approach to this. They studied it, in classrooms with books. And what I did was I did it in the trenches. This was done with real women in real marriages with real heartbreak and challenges, and it really works. And we just see it, you know, I have women in Malaysia and Egypt and Jordan and Spain and South Africa and Mexico write to me and say, you saved my marriage. Thank you so much. This has been really life-changing to learn this information.
Let's go, before we end, over a few more of these points. You talk about the use of spouse-fulfilling prophecies.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
I love this. I mean, one of the things I used to do was go around telling my husband that he needed to make more money, right? You know, you need to just try to, you know, why don't you get a raise? Why don't you get a better job? And what he heard me saying was, you don't make enough money. And we got to the point where he wasn't making any money. He was out of work, and I was supporting us both. And I felt like, in retrospect, I can look back and see how I created that with my constant messaging. So I learned a few things about how I was reinforcing what I didn't want instead of what I did want. And I decided to change it up. I started saying, you've always been a good provider, which was true. And then just for fun, because a lot of this is about having fun. I mean, part of why you get married is to have, you know, good times and laugh. So I started calling him Mr. Moneybags. And around that time, he started his own business. And he's had it for over a decade now. He's very successful. He works from home. He loves what he does. And it was just a complete transformation from before, where he was kind of struggling at jobs he hated, and he does a lot better now. So I really got to see how much influence my words have. And so I teach this to other wives now. I remember one woman said her spouse-fulfilling prophecy was, you never want to spend time with me. That's what she was affirming to him all the time. And of course, it was manifesting in their relationship. So one day they were going to spend Saturday together, and he got a call from his buddy who wanted to go mountain biking. So he said, sure, I'll go mountain biking. And she was really upset that he would just abandon her like that, even though they had plans to spend a day together. And so the first thing out of her mouth was, you never want to spend time with me, right? Her old affirmation. But then she remembered, oh no, I've got a new affirmation now. So about 15 minutes later, she went back and said, I know you want to spend time with me. I'm sure you'll work it out. And then she left the room again. And 5 minutes later, he came back and said, hey, I canceled with Joe so that we could spend our day together today. So she was just, she fell out of her chair. She was so surprised at how quickly it works to affirm what you want instead of what you don't want.
So, wow, this is a whole new perspective now. Instead, complaining just doesn't work.
No. It's so interesting, because if you are complaining to your husband, he actually can't even hear you, is what I've discovered. Like, if I come in and say, wow, this house is such a mess and no one ever helps me clean, like, he just can't even hear it. But if I find the desire under my complaint, every complaint is actually a lazy desire. If I figure out what it is I'm wanting and I focus on that outcome, like, I might say, I would love it if the kitchen were clean. And my husband will say, oh, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll load the dishwasher, or you wipe off the counters or whatever. Or I remember one time years ago, I said, I want to make us dinner tonight, but I don't want to do the dishes. And he was like, okay, I'll do them. And that was, I think actually was like 15 years ago, and he's been doing them ever since. So a lot hinges on the way I express myself and just being really careful that I'm picking the thing that I want.
Well, we almost got to go. I want you to tell us where we can get the book. And now it's called, some people also get, maybe some women might get up in arms and say, The Surrendering Wife. I'm not surrendering to nobody.
That's right.
It's a powerful, powerful. And then you have another book. Tell us about why you chose this topic, this title for the book, and where can people get it?
Well, to me, The Surrendered Wife is just a beautiful, I think the word surrendered is just a beautiful spiritual word. Like, I think Islam means surrender, right?
Yes, surrender to the Creator, yes.
Yeah. So for me, it was just about acknowledging that I can't change anyone besides myself, and I'm not going to try to change my husband, but just be grateful, that he's the man that I married and that I get to spend all my days with and be connected to. So I think some people hear, obedient wife or subservient wife, and that's so not it. But you can get The Surrendered Wife wherever books are sold. But if you want to come and read a free chapter, maybe take the intimacy skills quiz, you can go to lauradoyle.org and you can sort of test yourself on those skills and find out, where you might be lacking and where you can get some better skills. So lauradoyle.org to find out more about The Surrendered Wife, or you can buy it wherever books are sold.
Let me just get one more out of you, one more. This is interesting. It's like when you tell your husband, when you're forcing him, telling him what to do, most likely he end up doing the opposite. Is this true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Like for my husband, I remember if I was trying to get him to clean the garage, I remember he even told me one day, he got up and he was thinking, I'm going to clean the garage today. And I said to him, hey, you promised you were going to clean the garage today. Like I was reminding him, but I was just really a controlling shrew, nag person. And he said he spent the rest of the day like just avoiding cleaning the garage just because I had said that. It's like he was forced to kind of defend his own sense of self and his own sovereignty over his own decisions for his life. So that's not where I want to be. Where I want to be is maybe, you know, cleaning it together. He comes in and cleans it and wants to show me the good work he's done and things like that. So that's how it is now.
Can we conclude with this? Is this a true statement? Like both men and women, I mean, we both need food and water to survive, right? So
yes.
for men now, and we both want love and respect, but for the man, the water, you need more water to survive. Then you can go longer without food, but you can go less without water. So the water for women is the love, and the water for men is the respect. Is that correct?
It totally is. And it's such a nice virtuous cycle, if you will. The more respectful of my husband that I am, the more he just loves me and thinks I'm so special. And so the more loved I feel and the easier it is to respect him. And it just goes around and around like that.
That's amazing. So get the book, Surrendering Wife. And you have the other one there. They can get also at your website. What's the website again?
Sure. It's lauradoyle.org. So it's .org as in orgasm. Most people don't know that that's what it stands for, but we're all about relationships here. So we call it lauradoyle.orgasm.
Thank you so much for finding the time. Listen, I'm going to reserve you maybe in another few months. We just touched upon some things. I got so many more questions. I'm sure we're going to get a tremendous amount of feedback. Are you willing to come back again on the show in the future?
I've really enjoyed being here. Thank you so much. Can't wait to come back.
Thank you so much, Ms. Laura. Thank you. And thank you, Mrs. Doyle, for all of this insightful information. Truly of benefit to anyone who sincerely wants to better their relationship in marriage. And some great advice. And it's coming from a woman who was also having a marriage in shambles. And she started to go towards people who had successful marriages and taking advice from them. And now she's even sought after by marriage therapists who are coming towards her. 150,000 people. Look, women have credited her to their successful relationship. Those numbers by themselves, I mean, they tell a lot. That is amazing. And now women, by implementing these things, they get what they're striving for. That cherishment, adornment, that love that every woman wants. But now that's that aphrodisiac that she'll get all these things by giving that respect to the man. I mean, a lot of times people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. You know, it's amazing to see. We see this complete balance in the blueprint that we live by, that the Creator has sent down for all of mankind, that the woman is to give that respect to the man, and the man is to live with his wife on a footing of mutual love and kindness. It's so clear. And now to see the best-selling New York Times author speaking about the same things and how it's impacted not only her life, but also those 150,000 plus women. And it is the natural aphrodisiac to a successful marriage. If only we will heed the advice, sincerely wanting to change, because change sometimes is easier to move a mountain. But if we really want successful lives, to have a successful marriage, to live a successful life, then when the good news comes to you, take advantage of it, implement it, and this is good news. For anyone who implements it, that definitely they will have a successful marriage. Thank you for tuning in. Again, thank you, Mrs. Doyle, for being here on The Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already to our channel, and look forward to another exciting episode. This month is Ramadan. Hope everybody is. I told you we're going to bring you some special treats this month, and this was one of those. So continue to support The Dean Show, and we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.